folks up and down the CBS line. This is Dick Arant down here in Hollywood coming at you again on this lovely Friday evening for about a half an hour of organ music, piano music, Celeste music, and Novachord music. This is transcribed on account of because of the Christmas and New Year's holidays. They gave me a chance to get away for a couple of days, so I'm coming at you on a little piece of brown tape about a quarter of an inch wide. If the music sounds good, you can blame my pal Jerry DeHaan, the engineer. If it sounds bad, why, blame me or the tape. And incidentally, I'm making a New Year's resolution. At least I made it yesterday. I'm going to try to get rid of that that wheezing in my voice. I've been talking to Jerry, who used to be a vocal instructor, I believe, and a dramatic coach as well as being an engineer. And he says I have to breathe with my diaphragm. And I've been trying to, and I shut my mouth, and it won't work. I've got to open my mouth and then my nose to breathe. The diaphragm, I can't get any air through that diaphragm without opening my mouth. However, Jerry, will you notice it? Is it better tonight? Am I cutting out the breathing? I'll collapse in the middle of the show if I don't take a breath once in a while. I know what I'll do. I'll breathe during the organ solos and hold my breath during the talking. No, that doesn't make sense either. Oh, to heck with it. Tonight is a long hair night. Opening up with a real old cornball, the Poet and Peasant Overture. Please pass the popcorn. doctor. Just pardon me a moment while I take my vitamins. Oh, that's a tongue twister and a finger twister, too. Let's get quiet for a few minutes. Here's a number I haven't played for a long time. Tango in D by Albéniz. Now, as a connoisseur of the Spanish language, Mr. DeHaan, did I say that correct? Albéniz?
Albéniz.
Albéniz? Albéniz, all right. You heard the man, folks. So here she is, or here it is, rather. laughing at, Jerry? Because I reached over at the piano for that last chord? Or the faces I was making while I was playing it? Oh, we gotta get a little fancy once in a while. Let's see. What time have we got left here now? We've got to be through with this program in about, oh, dear. What was that? 26 after we started with this taping? That would make it 55:30. That's all right. I can add. Here's a very beautiful little number, in my opinion. Reverie by Debussy. Doggone, that's a dangerous number to play. If you hit one sour note, it's just like taking a great big blob of ink and throwing it all over a beautiful gal's white lace dress. I don't think I threw too much ink, but I was awful worried. Well, here goes a little lively number now. This is an old-time tune. This always reminds me of the vaudeville acts, and with television coming back as it is, well, you'll probably hear this number a great deal. It's called Ah, Friend Geisa. I think that's going to kind of bring down the curtain on this vaudeville act, if you would like to call it such. There was a little bit of juggling of pages here, and Dick Arant was doing that, and Jerry DeHaan was twirling dials. We didn't toss the handkerchief back and forth and say hike, as they usually do in an acrobatic act, but I think we're going to hike in a very few minutes anyhow, because it's getting around that time. So a little curtain music here. I think I said at the beginning of this program that this was for the day after New Year's, didn't I? I didn't mean to say that because naturally this is Saturday, and this is Dick Arant, and I've been coming to you over the CBS Radio Network.